During the pandemic, Raina Lamb was feeling tired all the time, hungry all the time, and in a bad mood all the time. She thought working out would help boost her mood and give her more energy, so she found an at-home workout online and gave it a try. But she was so weak and so out of shape that that workout sent her to the emergency room 3 days later. But that's not the end of this story, because by November of 2023, she was working out 5 days a week and could deadlift close to 200 pounds. But how? Raina hired a coach who started giving her simple workouts and nutrition help that met her where she was at, so her health could only go one way, up. I wanted to find out how other busy people just like you could do the same thing, so I asked her to reveal how she overcame the fear of looking silly at the gym, why she learned to cook, and the most important thing to remember when you're just getting started. But first, I wanted to know one thing. What was your goal when you started?
The reason why I signed up ultimately was because a month earlier, I was taking care of my grandmother for an entire month in a lockdown retirement home. So we were stuck in one room for an entire month together.
Wow.
And I'm not one to move or go outside often in general. So I thought I was fine until I like hit a breaking point. And I was like, I'm going to do something for myself and be healthy. I'm going to do 75 squats. And I did. I did 75 air squats. I think they were well done. And the next day I was super sore. And I was like, that sucks. Whatever. It's fine. And then the next day I was like stuck in my bed, could not move. My legs were locked. And I was like, well, if I can't move, I better not drink water so I don't have to get up and pee.
Oh.
And then the third day, I was screaming in pain to the point where I was driven to the ER and I got rhabdomyolysis.
Wow. Just doing 75 squats on your own. Wow.
This is how much I don't move, guys.
Right. Okay.
My body was like, no.
Wow. Okay.
So they had to like give me two IV bags and the nurse shamed me. She was like, don't ever work out again unless you have a coach.
So you definitely weren't a gym person when you started.
No, never played a sport, never went to a gym, never enjoyed moving my body.
Yeah, right.
Failed PE class multiple times growing up.
How do you fail PE? You just don't show up?
With gusto and willpower.
You're running backwards instead of forwards on the track?
Look, I did it. It was a feat, but I did it.
Wow. Okay, so the anti-athlete, basically, when you started. What was it like the first day that you walked in here?
It was actually really intimidating because there was a large class happening and everyone was literally throwing barbells. I saw that there were a lot more women in the gym than the other gym that I had been in, which were literally all men and me.
Yeah.
And that gave me a little bit of confidence.
Right. So what was that first kind of 8 weeks like for you?
They were really scary, but I felt encouraged and I felt pretty safe in this environment for some reason. I think I was ready for something different that was mine and that I could take ownership over. And I liked that I had this like crew of like ladies telling me what to do. I was like, okay, like I can do that. If I'm being told what to drink, what to eat, when to sleep, how to move, like maybe I can do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everyone was really encouraging and gentle, but also like firm with me. And I think that's what I needed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was there a point where you started to feel like, okay, I'm seeing progress, or like, you know, I feel like I've got this a little bit?
When I could like apply what I was doing here to the outside world of like an everyday mundane thing, like helping my neighbor move bags of soil, I was like, oh, okay, this makes sense now.
Yeah.
Instead of like arbitrarily moving a weight around, I'm like, when am I going to do that? This doesn't make sense.
What's a deadlift for? Why would I need to pick up weight?
I don't get it.
So how long did it take for you to actually feel comfortable? Like you're not feeling so shell shocked when you walk in?
I don't know, like half a year, maybe 6 months. Even now I still get a little nervous, but that's just like my own internal dialogue of like, oh, I hope I don't have to run today or like do the things that are scary.
If we say that you started at zero, you can now deadlift 175 pounds.
That's a big improvement.
Which is pretty great.
Right?
Yeah.
That's more than I weigh. Yay! That's exciting.
So, yeah, I mean, that's like, and it's funny you were talking about squats. So you can back squat 130 pounds. And the first one we have is 105, but
yeah,
okay. I would say that it's probably zero because you ended up in the hospital for squatting. But yeah. So from zero to 130 pounds, that's pretty good. Tell me about your nutrition. Like, have you changed your diet since you started? What were you doing before?
And
what are you doing now?
Bread anymore. and I really was like pretty intense about never giving up bread and pasta.
You can still have bread and pasta.
Oh yeah, I just don't like. Right. I don't really feel the need to, but I used to judge people who like don't eat carbs and stuff like that. And like now it's just like not even something I think about. I mean, I'll eat oatmeal or whatever, but like I eat a lot more veggies now. Mm. I cook now.
You didn't cook before?
No, I used to order out all the time or get delivery. And my dad's a really great cook. So it's kind of hard to like live up to that.
Yeah.
He used to be in a restaurant family, and he cooks in huge batches. So like I'm always getting frozen little care packages from my parents. Like I didn't need to cook.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah.
But now I do. And I also incorporate his ingredients too. But I realized how much of what I was being taught was reflected in his cooking, which was veggies and meat.
Mm.
And then eat fruit for dessert. And that's it. And like maybe there's rice.
Yeah.
There was contention about the rice situation. But Wendy understood. She was like, okay, you got to keep that for like personal and cultural reasons. I was like, my family is going to disown me if I don't eat rice. Okay. But yeah, I cook now. I meal prep now.
Hmm.
I like plan ahead because I meal prep. There's so many like adult things that I've learned since coming here. I was like, oh, I can do things ahead of time.
So did it feel like hard work to get there, or was it just kind of a gradual thing?
It was a gradual thing. At first, it was really hard. I was like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? This is not a me thing.
Yeah.
It felt very like I'm going to become a normie now.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, this is just like being a human thing. But yeah, I used to like, I don't know, have some weird attitude about being healthy. I was like, I'm not like that.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, okay, I need to be like that right now. I'm tired and I'm in pain. I didn't know how much pain I had before.
Really?
And then I became more aware of it since coming here. I was like, oh no, that's real pain.
What kind of pain?
I mean, I was just tired all the time. I was hungry all the time. I was in a bad mood all the time. I count all of those as pain, but like I would randomly get like aches in my lower back, or my lower back would get really cold. It was like circulation issues, and I would go to an acupuncturist for that, and they'd like stick a bunch of needles in me, and they'd be like, well, you just gotta move a little bit more. And I'm like, okay. And then once I started moving, I didn't have to go to the acupuncturist anymore. Like, oh, if I just stretched a little, it wouldn't hurt so much. Or
yeah.
Feeling safe in my body. Those are a lot of things that I didn't know that I felt unsafe a lot of the time.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot of activities in life that I just didn't do because I was like, I can't do that. I'm not strong enough or flexible enough or like can survive that. And now I try it because like I did that weird thing in the gym the other day. So I guess I could do this weird thing outside.
What is that weird thing?
Hiking.
It's so weird.
Aww.
It's so weird, guys. But I do it.
You're such a normie.
I know. I wore leggings and everything.
Wow. It's autumn. You're wearing a sweater.
So the thing that I really love about this is it sounds like your goal when you started was just to kind of get moving and get just familiar with things. It wasn't like, oh, I want to, you know, be able to lift some amount of weight or, you know, lose some weight or whatever it is. It's just like, I just want to kind of get, you know, not have to go to the hospital after I do one workout.
Yeah, I don't want the nurse to shame me next time in the I'm in the ER.
Next time you're in the ER.
Assuming I'm ending up there for like some miraculous Herculean thing that I'm doing.
Yeah.
I lifted a car off of somebody and I got to end up in the ER because of that, you know.
Well, you'll be in the ER supporting them, not
exactly.
for you.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
That's it. So tell me a little more about like how has your life changed kind of outside of the gym? Right? Have you noticed any sort of changes in your confidence or mood or energy, that kind of thing?
Yes. All the things. It's really irritating too. Cause like,
why is it irritating?
Well, it's just, you know, these are things that like people have been telling me all my life. Like you gotta move, you gotta drink your water, you gotta sleep. And I never really understood like the massive amount of impact it would have on me. Mm. And like how much my relationships have changed too, because I don't have mood swings anymore because I get hangry all the time. And now I just eat every 3 hours and it's fine. And I have food ready to eat. Like it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But before everything was a big deal. And when everything is a big deal, then your relationships are a lot more tumultuous. And like, even my relationship with work is different now. Like coming here kind of made me understand like, oh, when I make time for myself, even if it's like doing something that's like going to the gym, that protects me from all the other shit that's taking up my time. Mm. And I can at least say like, oh, that one thing I did for myself that day is enough to make me feel good for the rest of the day.
Yeah. So do you have any goals now? What are you hoping? What's next for you?
I mean, yeah, I guess I did kind of hit my goal. I'm not dead and I'm not nearly as in pain. And I feel a little bit more confident. I'm still scared to define like a certain amount of pounds that I want to lose or a certain amount of muscle that I want to gain.
Yep.
I like the general, like I want to get stronger. And if I happen to lose weight, that's cool too.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely a part of me that fears focusing on losing weight too much.
Yeah.
I don't really know what I'm fearing, but it seems like the wrong mental space to be in for me specifically.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily have like a specific history in feeling like I need to lose weight, but it's been like a little pocket of my brain all my life. I think just being a woman in society or whatever, just being a person in society. So that I'm hesitant to define, but like, yeah, I want to get swole, you know?
So what advice would you give yourself back then? So if there's someone out there like you, who's kind of thinking about starting a program like this, what advice would you give them?
I mean, just like try it. Honestly, just give it a shot and like maybe try it 3 times, give it 3 chances and then see if you still hate it.
Yeah.
And like I don't know, have faith that you won't be afraid for that long.
Yeah.
Eventually. I think also like find secret like heroes. I think a lot of what helped me here was seeing examples of being strong or examples of being capable. Mm-hmm. And like seeing other women be able to like literally have babies while like lifting weights. Like they're pregnant, not like birthing them, but like pregnant ass women lifting heavy stuff. I'm like, oh, that's an option. Like, and then coming back after the baby's out, like what? Like or seeing people with their kids here, you know?
Yeah.
During that first MRF, one of the women that I was in the trio with, her daughter was there and she was just casually watching her mom just like do really hard things. Mm. And I was like, oh shit, if I had seen my mom working out when I was that age, like maybe my life would have been different. Mm. But, you know, my parents' relationship with athletics doesn't exist. So it didn't occur to me to have one. So that was really cool to see that as an example of like, oh, yeah, mom's like gross and sweaty in front of her kid. And that's totally fine. Mm. Or, you know, I don't know, being able to see coaches like do crazy shit and be casual about it. Like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna throw myself over this bar and jump around afterwards upside down. Like, okay, well, maybe I could do that one day. Like, that's kind of cool. I'm probably not, but you never know. Like, yeah. It's just cool to see people that I can relate to, like the kind of diversity that's here, the representation of women here. That's huge to me.
Yeah.
Because before I always associated it with a very certain demographic that I just didn't fit into.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good. So good. It just kind of made me reflect as well. Just like when you walk into a gym, you can't help but like look around at the other people and compare yourself to some extent. But, you know, in that comparison, you can look at it as like, this is an inspiration, or this is, you know, like a discouragement.
Yes.
Right. And I think one thing that's really cool when you walk in here is the people are friendly, so it tends to be more of an inspiration if you take it that way.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you have. All right. Any last words? Anything else? No.
I'm really proud of you, Raina.
Thanks. That's one more thing. And one more thing. Mm-hmm. This is something I talked to my therapist about the other day, but I really hate celebrating myself. It's really awkward and makes me nervous. But like ringing the bell here has been like a massive challenge for me. Like, if not like more so than like lifting weights.
Yeah.
And I have hated it for a really long time. I was like, ding.
I remember that. Yep.
Yeah. And now I'm like, okay with dinging it. But like seeing people celebrate themselves and just be super full of joy is pretty inspiring for me. I'm like, oh, I could do that. And it's like not annoying and weird.
Yeah.
And like, I'm full of joy when I see them full of joy. So like, maybe I could do that too. So I'm getting there. I'm not there yet.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate you sharing your story. This is really fun.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Yeah. Keep up the good work. We'll follow up a year and a half from now when you're, you know,
super strong.
That's
and
right.
Swole.
You're climbing a rope, carrying your grandma.
Yeah. Oh my God. That'd be a dream come true.
In a basket on your, that your dad made.
It's the goal.
Amazing. All right. See you later. Thanks, guys. Thanks for tuning in. If you like this episode, we've got plenty of others. Go check out this one over here.